Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go, starting the show. If you missed the news, this beneath dignity act of trying to rob the Hortman's house this morning, just grotesque, just disgusting, just vile. And this is not uncommon, Dave. You hear police talk about this after a funeral. Two people are murdered. Two kids don't have a mom and dad. And now some of the worst are trying to break in. And I mentioned this when my father passed away. We had people in law enforcement reach out to either myself or my friend, my attorney, and say, you probably should have somebody at the house. We did. And numerous times people who were not members of the family were approaching my father's house. So firing squad, is that maybe too strong for these individuals who broke in?
Probably a little strong,
yeah.
But boy, it's disgusting and disturbing behavior. That's what comes to your mind.
Yeah.
You hear of a tragedy and that's what steals stuff.
Here we go. Here's our chance. So we'll continue to monitor that. And remember that the overwhelming majority of individuals on this planet are really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Oh, but the individuals who are bad, and I know we have social media and we have more reporting now, and we can debate whether we amplify it, but how do you not amplify this? How do you not discuss this when two individuals were murdered for reasons we don't know all the details yet? We know there was a list. We know there's a theme to the list, but we don't know everything. Far from it. And a person or individuals tried to do this. Just stupefying to normal behavior. Let's jump in with this topic. We have really good guests today. Major Garrett, he's off Friday. We'll tell you why he's off Friday, so he's with us today. Rena, not 12:35, 1:35. Former U.S. Attorney Andy Lueger, who we wanted on Monday. Andy's been doesn't talk a lot. He's been very kind to us. And Andy Lueger just told you that he was too emotional, that knew Melissa very well, and on Monday he just wasn't prepared to talk publicly, but communicated with you and said, I'd like to come on and talk about Melissa. We certainly will, in his connection, and also use his brilliant legal mind and get his thoughts on how Joe Thompson so far has handled this case. Boy, just as a layman, seems like Joe Thompson has been great so far. Yeah. Press conference, interview here with Jason. He's been very, very good. And the state of hockey's Florida. It's not here. It's a cute little phrase. Minnesota's never won a Stanley Cup. Gophers haven't won a championship since, what, 03? The state of hockey's Florida. Panthers won again, back-to-back, in the finals, 3 straight years, and Tampa won twice?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's the state of hockey.
They've been all right.
Florida, state of hockey. Story in the New York Times, the smartphones haven't defeated us yet. There's a lot of data about parents' regret on giving smartphones. But the part we're going to get to in this story is this survey, and I really want you to get involved in this one. Appreciate when you listen. If you listen because you really enjoy it, you listen because you just listen to CCO no matter what, you listen because we drive you nuts. However you listen, live podcasts, I thank you. Here is the question. When I think about my child's experience growing up, I wish blank had never been invented. I guess we could have the wacky game show music, but it's too serious here. When I think about my child experience growing up, I wish blank had never been invented. We have a lot of parents listening right now, or grandparents or kids. Tell me how you're going to answer this question. When I think about my child experience growing up, I wish blank had never been invented. I'm going to give you the number one. And then I want people to text or call. At 72%, you printed it for me. Did you see it?
No, I avoided it.
Good. Do you have a guess?
Bananas.
Ketchup, actually, is the answer. Ketchup.
It's one in 1A.
Ketchup and mayonnaise. Mature online content. Mature online content.
It's a little bit more fairly pinpoint than I would have guessed.
Yeah, mature online content, because there's a lot of other answers, because it's voluminous here, which includes that. So this was in the broadest sense. What do you wish had not been invented regarding your child's experience? We gave the wrong answers. I think we're going to stay with the real answers here. We maybe by fraud can go with wrong answers, because we do have bananas and ketchup so far. What do you have here? 651-461-9226, because we talked at length with Susie during the news about this. The worst story about trying to break into the Hortman's house today. We jumped in the show a little bit late, so we're going to take a break here. I'm going to talk Aquarius. And today, I do what I do 95% of the time. When I wake up, I start with a little bit of phone work, a little bit of news work, laying in bed. I do. It's what you can do with this quirky job we have. But then I work my way downstairs. And as I'm grabbing my laptop, grabbing my phone, I grab kind of a mug, not a pitcher. One of those, what are the typical 38-year-old male or female have right now? What do they walk around with?
Like the Stanley, the big Stanley cup?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Like a 32-ouncer?
It's pretty big. It's okay. Not that big, because I'm going to pace myself. I'm going to drink a lot of water, but I don't need 256 coming at me right away in the first 10 minutes. But I go right to my Kinetico drinking water system. And I have the Kinetico drinking water system because I became familiar with Aquarius Home Services through my father. My father at Aquarius in his house in the early 90s. By the way, this company, family-owned, started in the late 80s. And I've made sure the homes I've lived in since, guess what they have? A Kinetico drinking water system. Right now, you could save up to 25% if you reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com and have a Kinetico drinking water system installed. Look in that utility room. Pretty much everything in your utility room, guess what? Aquarius can help you with. They believe in earning the right to be recommended. They've earned it with me with 30-plus years of excellence. I believe in them 100%. I'm talking about Aquarius.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your guy, Dave Aragon. What do we have for a music theme here?
Second birthday in a row. Not Barry Manilow today, unfortunately. We can't do it twice in a row. But Paul McCartney, 83 today, 1 year older than Barry.
Paul, and for you, you probably think Barry Manilow is a better musician than Paul McCartney.
Vastly superior. Okay. It's not even, not even the same ballpark, okay?
You need.
All right. Paul was fine.
You need to crawl away.
So we've got songs, all songs sung by Paul, some with the Beatles, some solo, a little Wings in there.
Wings is, I mean, obviously it's not even close in any way to the Beatles.
Much better is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. But Wings pretty good. Okay, the question again is, when I think about my child's experience growing up, I wish blank had never been invented. Number one, mature online content. That's at 72%. Tied for second at 62%. Guns, TikTok, and Twitter. I have one a little higher than the other two, just a hunch.
Yeah, I think I hear you there.
Yeah. Guns is equal with TikTok and Twitter. And I'm not going to deny the power of social media with kids. And there's a lot of data in here talking about a lot of parents who felt an extraordinary amount of peer pressure to get kids their phone or to get them on Snapchat or allow them to go on X or TikTok. But it's a very different crowd that's saying guns than the crowd that's saying X and TikTok, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's slightly different. All right. Just a bit.
Do you have one? Your kids are 5 and 8, correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay, you're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. We're in the thick of things. I'm going to think of one that's not on the list that you've mentioned so far because, you know, you could certainly say anything to do with a smartphone is scary. Obviously, guns.
The smartphone stuff dominates.
Yes, of course it does. It absolutely does. I'm going to say high-level, high-pressure traveling sports. The fact that we have 8U traveling everything now. Have you watched 8 and Under Sports? They're terrible.
I went by on a decent bike ride the other day. By the way, last on this list. Again, I'm going to read the wording for you once again. When I think about my child experience growing up, I wish blank had never been invented. Last on the list at 9%, bicycles.
What's wrong with a bicycle?
Is this Barrero because he's so mad often about the arrogance of the cyclists? And by the way, about 99% of the time, I agree with him.
Wow.
Bicycles.
Thinking of going on a bike ride tomorrow.
You know what?
I shouldn't do that.
You know what hurts us? Next on the list at the bottom, radio. 14%.
Okay. All right. This list is garbage.
Oh, they're hitting us. Newspapers at 15%. Yes, I have certainly witnessed high level youth sports, and it's awful. I saw the video the other day where Matt Garza, the former Twins pitcher, I think it was 9 and under, ejected from the game.
Well, you got to get
arguing with the umpire. Matt Garza, a former Major League Baseball player.
You miss the call, you deserve it, right?
Oh my.
No, it's ridiculous. The, you know, well, we got the 8 and under team this year. Oh, we got 5 out-of-town tournaments. No big deal.
Video games, internet, reality TV, social media, Diet Coke. That's clearly not Patrick texting. Handheld computers. Here's a lengthy text. We have 2 kids in their mid-20s. They are now telling my wife and I about the impact of smartphones on them in junior and high school. We had no idea. We were naive of the world that we were unwittingly opening them up to. They were exposed to too much adult content and poor behavior. I feel like we let them down as parents in our job to protect them. I appreciate your unbelievable candor on a text.
So yes.
Thank you for that. Hunter and Griffin end up getting just non-smartphones. I'm trying to remember, like they were 11 or 12 or something like that. I don't remember when we upgraded them. There was a lot of, well, this is how their friends communicate. But again, they're 11 and 12, 2007. So it's not like social media wasn't starting to emerge then. There's no comparison now.
No, it was a completely different
zero. Zero comparison. Would I feel different if they were 11 and 12? I'm not Kelsey Grammer. I'm not going to have a kid in 10 years.
De Niro, you're going to wait for 30 years?
Jeez. We'll get into that with Arena. To a certain level, but we also use those for safety reasons, to get a hold of them, to communicate with them, to coordinate with them. But I understand there's a lot of parents who've witnessed a lot of horrifying stuff, and they feel like their kids changed dramatically because of that. Let's get to more of your text. Weed, drugs, traveling sports. Bikes are okay, but the 9 million bike lanes got to go. Some are okay. I do have to travel to say I rarely see people on bike lanes. It depends where, right, on the bike lanes.
Of course it does.
Downtown here, considering the amount of bike lanes we have and the amount of traffic those bike lanes get compared to the amount of vehicles.
And the fact that 4 or 5 months out of the year, it's not exactly a bike conducive climate.
I might go higher. Yeah, we try way too hard in downtown areas. And, I hear in 10, 15, 20 years, the biking to work community is going to increase. Yeah, if we're sucked towards the sun, it will. And if you do it, great. I don't want anything to happen to you. But if we ever get more people down here, like today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's 75% maybe what it used to be. Is that about right, maybe?
I think a little lower. A
little lower? It's a lot higher than it is on Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
But we got downtown, we got too many bike lanes. You concur?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's a little ridiculous.
It is. I'm just looking at other ones that might draw a note. Basic mobile phones, 20%. Location sharing tools, 26%. I'll say we never turned those on to know where the kids were at all times. And maybe we should have, but we did not. Messaging apps. You don't want to be able to track your kids now?
Well, it could be used for far more than just tracking the kids down. And that's something that could be used for bullying and all the other things we talk about.
That's true. A few other saying all the fast food, the stupid pager. That's a while ago.
Yeah, I think we're past pagers.
I think unless this person is watching The Wire right now.
Maybe we're bringing him back.
Maybe Omar did not die and he's bringing the pager back. Major, next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The host of The Takeout is with us on a Wednesday. We'll explain why, but the timing works out rather appropriately. We are on the edge of something. We're in the middle of a dramatic change between Israel and Iran. We talked about this Friday, my friend, how Bibi Netanyahu has wanted to attack Iran for decades. And you offered up, he's further emboldened by what happened with Gaza, by the success they've had with the Houthis, the domination of Hezbollah. And now the debate is, what will the president do? And the president had an impromptu press conference today in front of some construction guys. And times he's just asking the construction guys, what do you think? You know, one of those surreal moments. And among his comments, nobody knows what I'm going to do regarding significant, dramatic, potentially world-altering involvement from our country. Let me start this way. Who is the individual who influences the president most on this decision?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know those who are vying to be that person, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, Bibi Netanyahu, to be sure. But I do think on this, principally, the president will rely on his own gut instincts. He always has in matters of this magnitude. He takes on advice, likes it to go around the room, likes to argue with people who are trying to, he believes, lead him in a certain direction. And then he does what he wants to do. And this morning, in addition to the remarks you summarized, he said, I'm done with it. I'm done, basically leaving the impression I'm tired of waiting. I want this to end. And he further amplified what he put on social media yesterday, unconditional surrender. What does that mean? That means mm-hmm. Iran gives up.
Yes.
Gives up what? Well, I think the proximate answer to that is gives up its nuclear ambitions, at least of a highly enriched nature. The president has said, or at least implied, and pieces of paper exchanged between the two countries verify this, we are willing, he is, that is to say President Trump, willing to accept some civilian nuclear power in Iran, provided it is inspected regularly by international inspectors, and that there is no enrichment capacity above power grade amounts. That would be pretty close to what President Obama agreed to, by
mm-hmm.
the way.
Yeah.
And whether the Iranians want to take that deal or not, we don't know. The Israelis, through Benjamin Netanyahu, he just released a video message in Israel, said we have control of the skies of Iran. I had the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Leiter, on the takeout last night.
I listened. He said, very good.
He said, not only have we surprised many people in Iran by the ability to take out scientists and top military generals, meaning we were in the country, we had intel that was operative down to the moment and down to the location, which ought to be very frightening to the Iranian regime, because that means there are plenty of turncoats in Iran willing to support the Israelis taking out their top people. He said, we have more surprises in store, and the world is going to be amazed at what we're able to accomplish. Whether the president believes that's going to be enough and Israel can do this entirely on its own, no one knows. The Israelis talk a good game in that direction, and maybe they will declare victory with something that dramatically degrades Iran's nuclear ambitions, though does not destroy them. And if Israel declares victory and the United States isn't involved, I think President Trump will say, okay, you've won on your terms. You started on this terms. You've ended it on your terms. Okay, we're not going to get involved. And there's always the possibility, I think it's extremely real in this circumstance, where the president is rhetorically sounding like he's moving closer to getting involved, moving the things on the chessboard that suggest the United States is willing and able and closer to getting militarily involved to push Iran to that final negotiating point that would satisfy him. So put all the cards on the table, but bluff your way through to ultimate victory. I think that is probably 70% of the president's current approach right now, but that's just a guess.
Let's stay with that. And I agree with you. I don't know who the key person is, and you're much, much, much closer than I. I still have a very difficult time believing that, yes, we've been providing some level of support, but that our first significant entree into this is going to be the number one thing Israel wants to take out this enrichment possibility is the bunker busting bomb mm-hmm. that we
right.
have that Israel does not. That we
right.
would bypass greater air power, greater intelligence. I'm not even going to go there with troops because I don't know what that means, but we're going to move mm-hmm. past A through the end of the alphabet to Z, and Z is the bunker buster, and we're going mm-hmm. to that over the next couple of days. I just don't know, but I still find that implausible.
I find it, I would say, somewhat likely. And if we had this conversation as we did last Friday, I wouldn't have even said somewhat likely. I think, look, Trump is moving in this direction, and his rhetoric is moving in this direction in a way that is raising an expectation that if not met, he's going to have something in return that is conspicuous and big to say, okay, it's this rhetoric that got this big thing. This rhetoric no longer allows continued back and forth of conversations between Steve Witkoff, his envoy, and the Secretary of State and others involved in Qatar. More talks and more talk. No, 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 no. You can't have this rhetoric and go back to talk, 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 back and forth, piece of paper, no resolution, et cetera, et cetera. Israel said this is existential, and it has to be solved here and now. Not solving it here and now after this rhetoric from the president will not get it done. It will not satisfy him or probably the history book. So he has pushed himself, and it may just be a rhetorical thing, but he has pushed himself much, much closer than he's ever been to this precipice. Hence, the roiling social media debate in the MAGA world.
I'm glad you brought that up.
What are you doing?
Yep.
What are you doing? The your head of intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, testified to Congress in March that
not that close.
The leader had not reauthorized the nuclear weapons program, and then they're no closer than they were 3 or 4 years ago. That's your government, Trump. What are you doing? What is this hysteria all at? And that was so intense yesterday on social media that Vance felt he had to weigh in with a lengthy explanation.
And you know, on the plane when he was asked about that, I don't care. That's not not an opponent of Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump talking about Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI director. I don't care what she said. That is stunning.
Yeah, and the backhand to Tucker Carlson, which comes and goes, that means it's a backhand to Steve Bannon. I'm not saying that Trump is deterred by this, but I do know, and we've all learned through experience, that is the place in which he is most politically sensitized. He doesn't care what think tanks or experts or academics or the Democrats say about his policies. He doesn't care at all. Didn't in the first term, really does it now. But something that is pulling his base apart, even if he pretends not to care, he cares.
Let's pause right here. I want to talk to Major about his interview with Senator Tina Smith in relation to the tragedy that still is unfolding here. You should know, Major, this morning, individuals tried to break in to the Hortman's home. Days after they were murdered, despicable individuals are trying to break in and steal their properties. We'll talk about that. And then why Major's on today and what's coming up in his life when we return on CCO. You can sign up for the takeout, arrive via podcast. I think yesterday, I had it by about 5:30. And I listened to it. Also, you can listen to the takeout on this radio station Monday through Friday. This man hosts it. Yesterday, a shout out to this radio station when he was dealing with an incredibly sad and difficult story regarding the killing of Mark and Melissa Hortman. You should find Major 2 online. A column by Jennifer Brooks today where she wrote about Mark Hortman. You know, we've talked so much about Melissa because she's a public figure, but it was a very touching story about the life he lived and his connection with his family. But you dealt with this with an interview with Senator Tina Smith. Of course, the senator had confronted Mike Lee about his disgusting tweets, his attempted humor about security. So security's come up again in D.C. because those threats are unending and people are jarred about what happened here, rightfully so. Over the next couple months, will there be changes for those individuals in Congress, maybe even more security for other former presidents or for the president himself, considering the implications of what happened here very early Saturday morning?
I believe there will. I think it is now a bipartisan imperative. Members of Congress and their staffs feel less safe than ever. They felt unsafe before this weekend, but the premeditation, the precision, if that's a word that we want to apply to this, the sort of nightmarish stalking nature of all of this reminds people in public life that a country that appreciates and in some cases politically demands transparency, that transparency now can be weaponized against you. Your visibility, online, address, phone numbers, and things like that make you much more accessible, stalkable, and that creates vulnerabilities for you and your family. This really, really kicked off in many respects after the 2020 election. There were violent acts before that, Gabby Giffords, Steve Scalise, to be sure. But 2020 brought this to the state level, to election workers, to people who were just doing their civil service jobs. And now state legislators feel the same sense of peril. And members of Congress have budget power, and they're very much inclined to set aside more of all of our taxpayer dollars to protect them and their staffs. This will change the way town halls are done. This will change the way members of Congress move about the community. It will change the way that they come back to the district and reside within the district. All these things, I think, are going to be influenced by what happened this last weekend, because it was, in the words of the U.S. attorney, the acting U.S. attorney, the thing of nightmares.
Yep.
Chilling. And as Tina Smith, Senator Smith, said to me last night, and I believe her, I can't get beyond this. I can't get over this. I can't take this out of my mind. She never will. Amy Klobuchar never will. No one in the state legislature ever will. People who formerly served in the state legislature in Minnesota will never get this out of their mind. And those whose names were on the list in Wisconsin and Michigan, they will do everything differently than they did this weekend. Any unexpected sound will land with them in a more anxious and startling way, and will with their spouses and their children and their friends. We have got to come to our senses. And what needs to happen in Washington and in communities around this country is political rivals need to stand with each other and lock arms on this and say, not individually, but collectively, no. No, this cannot happen anymore. We cannot normalize this sense of peril, anxiety, and vengeance in our politics. We just can't.
Part of the reason why we enjoy having Major on so much is we can talk about incredibly serious and sober topics like this, and then also transition to lighter topics, including what is happening in our lives. We're going to do that right now. You are not available Friday. I want you to tell people why you are unavailable for us.
Well, there's a family wedding, and because I'm careful about the privacy of everyone in my family, I'm just saying it's a family wedding.
Yep.
So we're all traveling to a destination that we know that will not be disclosed, and we're going to have a wonderful time this weekend. And then I'm going to take a week off and go to my my place in San Diego.
That has not been approved by management yet. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, trust me, it's approved. it'll be my first vacation, Chad, of more than 3 days in 14 months.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
So I need it.
Yes, you've earned it. Will you be on the dance floor at said wedding?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really and aggressive,
and just so you understand, I'm very Elaine Boozler. Okay, you know,
oh,
you just
please.
So you just got to own it. You got to own the enthusiasm, and everyone just sort of regards it aghast. But you own the enthusiasm, and that's half the battle.
That's so true, and I fight that. By the way, please just do me one favor. And I rarely ask a favor. Please, please have someone videotaping you while you're in that Elaine Boozler mode. I mean, Dave, I mean, a lot of us want peace and happiness and a lot of great things for their kids.
I got to answer the quiz.
No, we're going to answer that on Friday. We have to be true.
You're going to do it on Friday.
We have to be true to the We have to be true to the Friday audience.
All right. Good. And you guys are handling that entirely. Yeah. I'm not available.
This is tied, by the way. It took me a while to the fact that your club, the little engine that could, doesn't get it done.
No.
And so then someone else who eventually got it done. That's your anger towards this. That's it. I've put you on the couch. I've resolved the issue. Have a phenomenal time. We got to fly.
Thanks.
Yeah. Major, he's the best here on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.